Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, just you and me. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. You know, we got this is Independence Week in the United States of America, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about freedom and liberty. I want to go back a long way, though, to the first Plantagenet king of England. His name was Henry II, and he's important to you and me, to contemporary small business owners, because Henry II is considered to be the founder of a legal system to which you and I, as entrepreneurs, owe our freedom to be. Henry's existence was only exceeded by his ambition. Only his ambition was greater than his smarts. And Henry attempted to consolidate all of the 12th century, that's right, all of the 12th century British Isles under his rule. And in order to do that, he needed to create order, and that's what he did. So with his new rules, he created this order. And while his motivations were more for his own political expediency than to empower the people, Henry's subsequent reforms in bringing the British Isles together actually gave birth to the legendary English common law, which replaced elements of the feudal system that included such enlightened practices as trial by ordeal. You know about the English common law, folks. That's the foundation of our world here in the United States. So six centuries later, great progress in the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights had evolved from Henry's reforms and subsequently strengthened in 1215 by King John's Magna Carta. You've heard of that. And then the English Bill of Rights in 1689. All of those things strengthened what John did. And it manifested in what this declaration from British statesman William Pitt Sr. in 1762. Quote, "The poorest man may in his cottage bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. That cottage may be frail, its roof may shake, the wind may blow through it, the storm may enter, the rain may enter, but the King of England cannot enter. All his forces dare not cross the threshold of that ruined tenement." Unquote. Concurrent with the English reform evolution, across the Atlantic, in the colonies, a group of now legendary malcontents we call America's founders envisioned and created an extraordinary variation on Pitt's promise. That variation was a world sans kings, a world without kings. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings, no dominant church," end quote. In Origins of the Bill of Rights, Leonard W. Levy noted that, quote, "freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions," end quote. And these conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were, as you know very well, say it with me, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. On July 4th, 1776, you remember that date? You know that date? Those 18th century words, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, represented freedom. And they were embryonic conditions for which the 56 co-signers of Jefferson's document put their lives at risk. They were on a quest, my friends, a quest to claim a relatively new and more powerful promise. They were on a quest to claim liberty. But America's founding documents weren't perfected until they perpetuated rights that were, as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, quote, born with us, exists with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives, end quote. He meant sans kings, no kings. By definition, entrepreneurs take risks, but those risks are only acceptable when freedom is converted into the liberty to pursue, sustain, and accrue success. Thank you, Henry. Thank you, John. The American experiment revealed that a healthy entrepreneurial environment fosters national economic well-being. Today, 21st century global research, remember that I mentioned earlier, the Kauffman Foundation and the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, remember I told you I was telling you about that back in 98? That research and subsequent research from that same group shows a direct connection between the rate of individual business startups and the nation's macroeconomic health. Clearly, my friends, without the founder's vision, sacrifice, courage, and devotion to liberty, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship as we know it would exist today. Thank you, founders. Thank you, America's founders. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurship is the force that renews that the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generations. Thank you, America's entrepreneurs. We began with freedom, my friends, freedom to dream and to try, to succeed and to fail, to own and to enjoy and to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom, and liberty was made manifest. We began with freedom, and entrepreneurship was born. We began with freedom, and capitalism flourished. America began with freedom, and the world is the better for it. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.